looking at the trades, you know, obviously you are very well immersed in the Mets farm system, and, you know, probably a little bit more prone to hold on to prospects than other people, especially in the wake of the PCA becoming a superstar for 2 months of Javi Baez that's been happening. I'm sure that's made a lot of people more gun shy. Definitely has made me a little bit worried about which guys to give up and which guys to hold on to. But, you know, when they are looking at the deadline this year and they are looking at starting pitcher, the bullpen, and 3-4 positions on the offense potentially, you know, there's a lot of moves to be made. Which prospects do you think, either from the team perspective or maybe just your own personal opinion, you think they're going to be willing to move? And then who are these guys that are untouchable, or at least as close as untouchable gets for Stearns of the front office?
Yeah, I don't think the term untouchable exists, really. Like, for the right player, anybody can be had. I think the list is probably going to be longer than maybe some people would like, because I think when I start listing off the 4 to 5 names that I'm going to, I think people will go, well, if you're not going to trade one of your top 5 prospects, who do you think you're going to get? And to a degree, that's valid. But I also think this Mets system is as deep as it's been. So I think the number 8 or 9 prospect in the Mets system is inside the top 5 for somebody else. Like, they're in a much better spot as a farm system. But I would personally be surprised if you saw Jett Williams, Nolan McLain, Jonah Tong, Carson Benj, or Brandon Sproat traded at this deadline. I think all of those guys will stay, unless there is, again, one of those deals that we don't see coming. Because Stearns has traded top prospects before. You just have to go back to the Christian Yelich trade when he was with Milwaukee. So he's not against trading prospects, but it's got to really be worth it. I don't know his appetite. And this is going to be interesting now, because last year was his first year, and it was a quote-unquote bridge year, right? That's what they told Scherzer. That's what they told Verlander. Their moves in the offseason kind of indicated that as well. So if that's their thing, that, okay, last year was going to be not aggressive for that purpose, like, hey, we're playing good, so we have to do something for the roster, but we're not going to go crazy because we don't really think we're at that level. But then you sign Juan Soto for $765 million. You bring back Pete Alonso. You bring back Sean Manaea. You make, you know, other moves throughout the roster. Now there's a little more pressure that you have to do something, and it's not just fill in with just the cheapest kind of things that you could get. But I do think they can be semi-aggressive or more aggressive, certainly, than they were last year, while keeping those top 5 guys. And that gives you, you know, names like Ryan Clifford, who you mentioned earlier, names like Jesus Baez, names like Drew Gilbert. But I would keep a real close eye on the pitching depth of the system, names that maybe not even in the top 10, guys like Jonathan Santucci, guys like Jack Weninger. Teams have been scouting Mets arms up and down the minors, and they're doing a really good job of developing them. So don't be surprised when the Mets make their 3 trades, or however many trades they make in the next 11 days, if most of the players moved are pitchers.
Yeah, I could see Tidwell maybe being in the mix.
Yeah, Tidwell, that's
another
name.
Believes in him. You know, he's definitely been rocky ever since he got called up to AAA last year, and kind of mixed results in the major leagues this year. Though I would argue that it shows you that Stearns is not a Tidwell guy based on how they have handled him this year. If, you know, they really called him up in a pinch a few different times and have done the taxi squad thing for him. So I could see him getting moved in a deal for sure. But one thing I think is interesting is, you know, you bring up the 3 pitchers that they don't want to trade. And I agree that it seems very unlikely that they would trade Tong, McLean, or Sproat. Like, maybe outside 1% chance of Sproat, perhaps, than the other two. But you bring them up, and let's keep Tong out of this. He's in Double A. I know sometimes guys can get called up from Double A and have an impact, but it's pretty rare. He's a young guy. But between Nolan McLean and Brandon Sproat, if they are so valuable and they are right there dominating at the AAA level for now, Sproat's overall numbers are not great, but 23 consecutive innings without allowing a run. McLean's been great the whole year in both AA and AAA. Why such a hesitance and conservative approach for the Mets to call up either of them, especially during this stretch where they have desperately needed a guy? And we've had to watch guys like Paul Blackburn and Brandon Waddell and Justin Hagenman and, you know, Alex Carrillo pitch these bulk innings. And, you know, they've given away a lot of games with that approach for a team that I don't think can afford to be just punting games away.
The Mets Sporkle for the 2025 season is going to be fascinating to try in the offseason, just everyone who played for this team. But what I have heard and what David Stearns has also spoken about is he doesn't want to call up top prospects to spot start or to make a start or two with the intention of going back down. We could disagree with that, and to a real degree, I do. I certainly didn't want to watch Brandon Waddell and Justin Hagenman pitch seemingly every turn through a rotation and then bullpen games. So like I totally get the frustration, but the idea is he saw where Senga was at. He saw where Manaea was at. And right now the Mets have a full rotation, right? Like everyone, knock on wood, everyone's healthy, everyone's good. They have a full rotation right now. And do I think we're going to see Nolan McLean and Brandon Sproat this year? At least one of them, one way or another, if not both. Ultimately, the Mets haven't had their last pitching injury. I think that's probably very fair to say. So that could be an opening in a rotation for somebody. I think Nolan McLean could be an impact reliever. If you call him up in like September, I think he could be that kind of guy. What David Stearns is showing, and it is very interesting given where we play New York City, the way it's covered, the pressure and everything that goes into it. This man respects the long game, and he doesn't care that we don't like the fact that Brandon Waddell and Justin Hagenman are pitching bullpen games. He's like, these guys are coming back, and the young guys are going to come up when they're ready and when they're ready to take on a job full time. And I think we will see, like I said, both of them, if definitely one, possibly both. But man, I'll tell you, my Twitter mentions are electric every time. All I'm trying to do is post highlights of Mets prospects doing good things. It's what I've done as long as you've known me and longer than you've known me, actually. And my mentions are just lit up about just ripping the Mets, or Joe, why aren't they calling up? I don't know. I'm not making the decisions here. But I would say when you just look at those guys, there is a pathway for them making an impact this year. It's just a matter of how that exactly shakes out. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I am curious if we'll see either or both of them as relievers, like you had mentioned. If you look back to David Stearns' days in Milwaukee, he did do this a few times with their young starting pitching prospects that eventually became frontline guys, but they first came up as relievers that made impacts in some of their playoff runs. So I do wonder if maybe we see that maybe after the deadline. I would hope it would be before September, because a lot can happen between now and then, but it could be an interesting lever for them to pull, especially based on who they can and can't get at the trade deadline for the bullpen.
Thanks for listening to this free preview of the Just Mets podcast. If you liked what you heard and want access to full weekly episodes and additional bonus content, you can become a supporter of Just Mets on patreon.com/justmets or on justmets.net.